When we were baptized, our parents or godparents were given a lighted candle, whose flame came from the Easter candle that is lit for the first time at the Easter vigil of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It was presented with the words, "Receive the light of Christ." We were commissioned to faithfully carry the flame of faith steadfastly throughout our life. We are children of the light. We are meant to live in the ways of the light. To live as children of the light, Isaiah has conveniently given us a checklist. Share with the hungry. Shelter refugees and the homeless. Clothe the naked. And do not neglect those who belong to you. Most of us are glad to send clothes to the St. Vincent de Paul Society seasonally. It's either that or build bigger closets. But the other actions on the list are more challenging. Most of us don't want anyone to go hungry, and we wonder if the solicitations we get in the mail are legitimate, or will the funds we donate to them be used prudently. It can get downright political when we talk about refugees, especially when their numbers keep growing at the borders around the globe, and our fear of foreigners is ratcheted to alarming levels. Many people around us hunger, not only for food, but also for acceptance and a kind word instead of hate. They are our own. If not, do we sound like Cain when he said, "Am I really my brother's keeper?" Finally, no one wants to be taken advantage of. Fool me once, fool me twice. We may have been taught not to embarrass ourselves by being taken for a ride a second time. That's why we hope to put our money in sound investments, take a job with a company that won't fail, even to worship in a church that practices what it preaches. I hope you don't come to hear logical proofs and intelligent wisdom, or to admire brilliant rhetoric. That is not our purpose. We want those who come and hear us to live the gospel of Jesus. Go forth giving praise to God by your life. But the crux of the matter is that Jesus tells us plainly that we are the light. Yet, we tend to think of him as the light, which lets us off the hook. But as his disciples, we bear the responsibility to bring his light into every dark corner of our generation, to the places where misery is felt and the burden is heavy. Both near and far, with our presence and or our resources. We can bring the light to where we live and work, to shopping errands, and to worship, like when we greet newcomers before Mass, and when we offer one another a sign of peace during our liturgy. We are to be light, not only to friends, but also strangers. We must dissipate the gloom of politics, as well as the most casual conversations where prejudice emerges or ignorance is giving voice. If we resist the call to be radiant presences, then the dark places will remain in the shadow. And the people who walk in darkness may never see a great light. Jesus truly is still the light of the world, both now and forever. But you and I are the lamps that carry that illumination. Previously, I said that as his disciples, we bear the responsibility to bring his light into every dark corner of our generation, to the places where misery is felt and the burden is heavy, both near and far, with our presence and or our resources. Most of what we do comes out of the surrounding environment of punishment and deprivation that continually, whether intentionally or not, conveys to those in dire need the opposite message of the gospel. People will see what we do or what we do not do in the face of what is happening to our own. Today's problems are far more than any one of us or any single group of us, whether that group is a church or a political party, can solve alone. We have to recognize that people with perspectives different from our own can see parts of the problems and their solutions that we cannot see from where we are standing. However, they can be resolved when we join together, standing side by side. Because no problem is too big for God to handle if, in all humility, we allow our hearts to empower us to seek God's will, our feet to lead us to where God wants us to go, and our hands to do what God wants us to do. Then we can all live in peace, giving praise to God by our lives. In order that we may bring our light together to shine brilliantly for all to see, I am now asking you to help through the Orlando Diocese, our Catholic appeal. All parishes in the diocese will be asking for support in this annual request as we endeavor to lift the marginalized out of the shadows, support and educate the seminarians who will be our future priest, and to care for our retired priests who have given their lives to the church to assist us in keeping our light burning for Christ our Lord. As you may recall, at the end of a program series, the announcer says, "Stay tuned next week for more detailed information." Next week, we will do just that.